L'intelligence artificielle fait beaucoup parler de nos jours, avec l'émergence notamment de ChatGPT, et pose de nombreuses questions éthiques sur notre façon de travailler, mais également d'envisager l'art et la créativité. Thomas Trappenberg, ex-physicien travaillant actuellement en tant que professeur d'informatique à l'Université Dalhousie, répond à toutes nos questions concernant ce sujet. Dans cette entrevue, nous parlerons de la peur des auteurs et traducteurs de perdre leur travail, mais aussi plus globalement des dangers de l'IA si elle est mal utilisée en tant qu'outil. Pour commencer, M. Trappenberg nous explique qu'en réalité aujourd'hui l'intelligence artificielle est ce qu'on appelle du machine learning, ou bien appelé en français l'apprentissage automatique.
So what we really mean these days with artificial intelligence is actually machine learning. So we have algorithms which can learn from data and then we can use them to answer certain questions. It is now common to use this artificial intelligence. Actually, the history is that it was first coined in the 50s when a lot of people were more interested in how the brain works, and so a lot of cognitive scientists. And there was a famous conference, the Dartmouth conference, and there they coined this word artificial intelligence. So it used to be where people started working on neural networks and things like that. Then people actually abandoned neural networks because someone proved they might not do so well, which turned out not be true, but anyhow, he was very influential.
Finalement, le terme intelligence artificielle relève presque plus de la science-fiction.
And at this time, people worked on something which now they call the good old-fashioned AI, which was expert systems where they have big databases and trying to figure out how expert would work on things. But now these neural networks, machine learning is really back. And I found this always funny because I think that we call it artificial intelligence is just a very, you know, to popularize it more.
ChatGPT est une intelligence artificielle conversationnelle qui est très connue du public. Thomas Trappenberg nous décrit son fonctionnement.
Okay, so ChatGPT, so GPT stands for Generative Predictive Transformer. And what they are actually just neural networks. They are a particular type of neural networks which introduces some mechanism which seems a little bit like attention. So attention for humans is very important, that we pay attention to certain things. When we look at the visual scene, there are many things, and we have the ability to look at particular things if we want to, for example, recognize what it is. So people try to mimic this, and therefore put this in, and they became, so recently, actually they were proposed in a few years ago, actually 2015, but now they became quite popular because they actually work quite well.
ChatGPT a besoin de se nourrir de données pour se développer.
So you have to provide the data. The ChatGPT, so these GPT models in particular, were made for language. So what you feed them is a lot of text. Mm-hmm. And usually in machine learning, we had the problem that we need a teacher. So we need, when we recognize photos, someone has to tell, first of all, what is in the photo. And so humans would have to do this. And it took a long time to make them a data set. To get photographs is easy, but to have people annotate it and saying what is takes a long time. In machine learning, in natural language processing, what the people did is saying, let's just try to predict the next word. So I can give you all the books in the world, just digitized, you can read it. And the model is just, the training is, I give you part of the sentence and you tell me what is the next word. So this is how they are trained.
ChatGPT est utilisé par beaucoup comme un outil au quotidien pour écrire ses mails, traduire des phrases ou faire ses devoirs. Justement, plusieurs universités cherchent à réguler l'utilisation de l'intelligence artificielle durant les études pour être sûr que les élèves fassent leur travail. Nous lui avons demandé si l'émergence de ce genre d'outil risque de ne plus nous faire penser ou qu'il nous prenne notre travail.
I think we have now to think more. So I'm a big fan of tools. I don't know if you have ever used a calculator. I am really glad that there are calculators.
Yeah.
And so tools are good. The question is, what do we do with the tools? Mm-hmm. And I think there is the problem. So of course, there is now a lot of worry that take away our jobs.
Yes.
But actually, well, there, people were always worried about this. When we introduced horses instead of having on the farm, just do everything by hand, people got worried. And then we use tractors and say, oh, they will take away all the jobs.
Pour M. Trappenberg, il faut se concentrer sur le fait que l'IA va créer des nouveaux postes.
So I don't think they take away jobs. Our jobs will change. And just this morning on the radio, they discussed again a shorter work week. We should be able actually to have more time for ourselves and have tools which work for us. So I'm not worried about that. But I'm very worried that tools are misused and not used appropriately. And I think that there is the critical part. Are we using it ethically even?
Par mauvaise utilisation, M. Trappenberg parle des fraudes qui sont très difficiles à détecter.
So obviously these tools are very good. I'm German and my English is still questionable. And ChatGPT can write much better than me. So that's great. But therefore, no people can use it for fraud, and it is already used for fraud. When we used to have these emails, buy this and this with a funny English, this wasn't professional. Now even to just recognize it's a spam email is very, very difficult.
Il est déjà possible de reproduire parfaitement la voix de quelqu'un en utilisant l'IA. Les fraudes téléphoniques vont devenir très difficiles à prévenir. Il est donc plus que jamais important de créer des lois pour encadrer l'utilisation de ce genre d'outils.
So the only way, we have to restrict it. And we did this before with other things. We have laws, that if you want to drive a car, it's dangerous. You can misuse this tool, and we're trying to minimize this. So you absolutely need tools. There is now a lot of course, things in the works. I think Europe has is in the process of passing actually some bills. We are at the moment discussing also in Canada to introduce a bill for electronics.
Détecter des faux documents ou des fausses photos est un exercice complexe.
People discuss that, therefore, there's a law that we need a digital footprint, so even in a photograph, that there's something embedded which we don't see, but which a computer can read and saying this is actually fake. So there are some technologies to do that, but as usual, there's no perfect technology. So I think we have to be vigilant as a society, as individuals, what we believe or not. And that is more an education question. So you are asking about, is it, what we have to do? I think, or do we have now to think that they're taking our jobs away? But I think actually now it's more important than ever that we are educated, that we have actually not just blindly believe anything we see.
Récemment, c'est surtout les maisons d'édition, mais aussi le monde de l'art et de la création globalement qui se sent menacés par l'IA. En ce moment, en France, une pétition créée par des traducteurs circule pour demander à régulariser l'utilisation de ce genre d'outils.
So first of all, again, it is a tool and it is a pretty good tool. It can do a lot of things. Within natural language processing, there was years ago this standard way how you would translate something in a different language and then translate it back and then the meaning would be totally different.
Yes.
These days, it will be very, very hard to judge. So now, therefore, we need now much more educated translators. We do need humans, I firmly believe in that, in particular, who are able even to look much more beyond, as I said, the wider impact, the emotions, all kind of things.
Monsieur Trappenberg revient sur le fait que de nouveaux métiers seront créés, mais inévitablement les choses vont changer.
But to be clear, our jobs will change. Like on the farm, now you have to drive a tractor and not just have a pick in your hand. So our jobs will change. But I believe we need much more education actually. So there will be we need much more solid senior people who really know what they're doing. So this little and probably the most difficult part is even knowing that there is a mistake, because and too many people when just GPT, this is why they believe it so much. It makes errors. It makes a lot of errors,
okay.
And so you have to be very educated to actually see that there are errors.
Comme nous l'avons expliqué au début, l'IA se nourrit de données. Quand elle va créer, elle va donc se saisir de divers morceaux, de tableaux, de photographies ou de textes déjà existants. La question des droits d'auteur est donc très importante à soulever pour tous les artistes dont leur œuvre a été utilisée et non créditée.
So copyright is really a problem. Of course, you have to protect your creative work in some way. And we have to find ways. We need laws, we need certain ways. It was, for example, discussed that when things are used on Facebook, that authors should be compensated. And just this morning, I heard an interesting argument. It shouldn't be actually, they should not just pay, you know, a few dollars to the thing. It should be, maybe then these distributors should not be allowed to use the GPT tools. So if an author decides to, within their work, to explore these tools, how to use them, but then it's the creative work and this, so it's not the distributor should actually do this.
Finalement, M. Trappenberg dit qu'il faut aussi envisager l'IA comme une façon de se libérer du temps, mais cela entraînerait un énorme changement de société.
I firmly believe that these tools can be very good. It's not all bad. It is actually that we find time to do things which are more important for us, which we are now we're not doing. We don't take care of our elders. We don't have enough time for the family. There should be ways that we're using this. Mm-hmm. But this also means that we, and there is what I'm scared, because we are not getting prepared.
Il semblerait donc que le progrès ne peut pas être stoppé, peu importe ses conséquences sur les êtres humains. Thomas Trappenberg s'interroge cependant sur le progrès et la définition qu'on en fait.
So the question is what progress is and how we define progress. And unfortunately, too many think that it is just, having some jobs and some people getting a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I was the leader of the Green Party here, so I mean, I believe very much that we, and as a scientist, I'm not a politician, so yeah. I was passionate about, because I believe in science, that we have to do something about climate change. Yes. And through that, I thought very much what our society should do, and I find, there's actually a good, how do we measure this as a scientist? How do we measure what is actually progress? What do we want as a scientist?
Pour Thomas Trappenberg, nous associons bien trop enrichissement monétaire avec progrès.
We had in Nova Scotia actually a famous person and organization called the who created the Genuine Happiness Index. And it was really trying to evaluate, do we make progress in our society? And this is not just measured by GDP. The inventor of GDP actually even said, don't use it to measure the progress in our society. He was really fearful of that. But this is what we do. It's all about money. And if our economy gets larger, but we know it can't, grow. There are limits, and we are actually destroying the future for our kids. So we do have to measure what is important for our society. And we are not doing this at the moment. And that is what I'm fearful of.
Et pour finir, il faut ajouter que l'intelligence artificielle n'est pas bonne pour l'environnement.
Yeah, absolutely. Very scary, because we are the amount of energy we are using on these machines is astronomical. People think, flying is bad, but actually the internet takes as much energy than the whole flying, so it has the carbon output. Yes, that is absolute one of the also a very, very big concern. So how we use this tool as a society, that we decide, yes, we can do good, but it is worthwhile in light of, for example, the carbon footprint. You are absolutely right. So we need a much more holistic evaluation of our society and what is important for us.
Merci à Thomas Trappenberg pour cette entrevue. C'était Adèle de C98 pour IGL Halifax.